This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
A quick survey of LinkedIn or any other business site will provide a mountain of options and training on leadership. The business of leadership development has exploded in recent decades. Christian or secular, the importance of quality leadership is recognized as a timeless asset that can make or break a people group. Today, the term leadership has almost taken on its own meaning, as if leadership itself is the goal. Somehow, the statement that a person is a real leader or training titles about learning to lead are all too common. It's almost like we celebrate someone merely because they can lead. But leading isn't the goal. Leading well is the goal. Leadership is a dangerous talent and skill. There have been many great leaders who were entirely evil, self-centered, and demonic in their pursuits. There are leaders who just make bad decisions and who don't listen or care about the people they lead. Then there are most leaders who are real people that make mistakes, try to do the right thing, and who seek wise counsel in making decisions. Leadership is not an end in itself. Rather, it is a tool that can be used for right or wrong. It is concerning that our society values leadership without proper assessment and analysis for whether a leader is indeed good. In a very simplistic breakdown, let me try to help us determine a good leader from a bad leader. In my assessment, leadership breaks down to two things: people and decisions. That's really what it's all about. Leadership is entirely dependent on people. Leaders have to lead someone or they don't fit the title. Further, leaders have to hold influence and be able to direct those people. Leaders make decisions. So again, in a very elementary fashion, there are two phenomena that help us know whether a leader is worth following. The first is that they have to care about the people they lead. There is a theory of leadership called the agency theory. This theory assesses a leader based on whether they consider themselves an agent or an advocate of the people they serve, or if they are merely in the role for self-gain. A leader who will not sacrifice themselves for the good of the people is not a good leader and is someone not worth following. That doesn't mean that people will always like everything a good leader does or agree with every decision, but every decision will be in consideration of the organization or people rather than the leader's own agenda. This means that a leader considers decisions in context of the people or the organization. Such a mindset will push the leader to seek godly counsel to make the best decision possible for the benefit of those whom they lead. There is so much more to discuss, but our time is almost up. In conclusion, this is so important in today's world as we tend to value good speeches and smooth answers from our leaders rather than a true assessment of service to people and decisions made. Just about everyone leads someone, so make it your priority to lead well by valuing the role in context of people and decisions.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.